Again, Dan will provide all our stats at the end of the ball game also. After I run through the coaches' poll for Week 7, sponsored by The Bound, that will be the first thing we address at the conclusion here. So he's in the gun once again and hands it off to Marino, just trying to kill that clock as we close in on 1 minute to go. And I can spot Dylan down there on the field now. As we're under a minute to play, probably got a warrant run, one more play. And then we'll close the book on this one. They'll take all the time they can. And they give it off again to Marino. And that should do it.
Seconds left here. Teams are lining up at midfield.
So that's the end of our ball game. The final score, it's Burlington 42, Westosha Central 14. Westosha Central drops to 0-8 overall, 0-6 in conference. Burlington improves to 5-3 overall, 3-3 in conference. And we'll let Dan run down whatever stats he has first, and then I'll go through the coaches' poll for Week 7, sponsored by The Bounds. So take it away, Dan.
Yeah, for Burlington here, Grant Sulik only attempted one pass in the second half, and that was the one that went for the touchdown. Unofficially at 13 completions on 18 attempts for 307 yards and 5 touchdowns. Jackson Bebo was his leading receiver. He didn't have any catches after the break, so he stayed at 5 catches for 138 and 3 touchdowns. And Jake Doomer saw a lot more of the ball in the second half, and he finished with 94 yards on 19 carries.
WRJN in Racine and WZTI in Greenfield.
And then for Westosha, we got Mason Juga had 7 catches for 116 yards and a touchdown. And for, let's see here, Daniel Fox, the quarterback, I had him at, he had 14 completions for, let's see here, for 163 yards and a touchdown with 1 interception. So, decent showing for the sophomore. He showed some good stuff at times. Other times he, you know, looked like a sophomore in one of his first career starts. But he does look like a kid with some serious promise for Westosha going forward. And it's a young team. Obviously they had it tough tonight, and they've had it tough on most of the year. But they take these lessons that they've learned this season into the off season, put the work in. There's no reason they can't be a team, you know, threatening to make the playoffs next year. But for this year, it's a tough one.
All right, so with that, we'll go through our coaches' poll for Week 7, sponsored by The Bound. Starting in Division 1, it's Franklin, followed by Badger, Muskego, Arrowhead, and Wanakee. In Division 2, it's Notre Dame, followed by West Appear, Homestead, Holman, and River Falls. Checking in once again at number 10 this week is Union Grove. In Division 3, it's Catholic Memorial, followed by Grafton, Plymouth, Mount Horeb, Barneveld, and Edgewood. In Division 4, it's Aquinas, followed by Winneconne, Baldwin-Woodville, Columbus, and checking in once again at number 5 is Racine St. Catharines. In Division 5, it's Northwestern, followed by Elmhurst, Mayville, Grantsburg, and Stratford. In Division 6, It's Edgar, followed by Regis, Darlington, Manitowoc Lutheran, and Mondovi. And finally, in Division 7, once again, it's Kenosha St. Joseph, followed by Potosi Cassville, Black Hawk Warren, Boyceville, and Cochran Fountain City. So those are your top teams in each of the seven divisions of Week 7 of the Coaches Poll, sponsored by The Bound. So we're still waiting for Dylan to get our player of the game. So while he's waiting, I'll just run down our sponsors one more time for in tonight's ball game. It's Lings on Lathrop, Sitco and Convenience Store in Racine, Advanced Foot and Ankle of Wisconsin, Gordy Boucher Lincoln in West Allis, Financial Service Group in Racine, Rocky Rococo on Highway 20, Freightert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Center, Roma Lodge Banquet and Conference
Dick,
Facility.
We are here with Grant Sulik, our DG Sports Player of the Game, unofficially tonight, 13 for 18, over 300 yards, 5 passing touchdowns. Impressive performance once again. You've done great things here with this team so far, and you're going to continue to do them throughout the rest of the way. Obviously, a big matchup next week against Waterford, rivalry game for you guys. Talk a little bit about that matchup.
I think we just got to go into it like we go into every week, and we know that things can happen in any game, and we got to be ready for anything.
Yeah, and looking forward a little bit, obviously next week you're locked into that game, but playoffs are a big thing, new seeding. How are you guys feeling heading into the postseason?
Well, I mean, right now we're not even thinking about it. We're looking at Waterford right now, and we're trying to get a win. We want to finish the season off strong, so that way when we do go in the postseason, we're looking strong and we're confident.
Love that answer. Great leader here tonight, Grant Sulik. Back up to you guys in the booth.
All right, thanks, Dylan, and our other sponsors for tonight's ball game. It was Roma Lodge Banquet and Conference Facility, Docks on the Fox in Waterford, and Frank DeQuisto of Keller Williams Thrive Caledonia. And again, to our great patrons, Chris Gorman, Gary Schoenert, Tim Owens, The Trophy Shop, Mike Paczynski, Jason Treutler, Casey Robbins, Jason Atanasoff, Greg Owens, Ryan Thompson, and Racine Lutheran High School. So again, thank you to all of them. Well, that's going to turn the page then on this broadcast from the Don Dalton Stadium. My thanks to Eric Sulik, AD at Burlington, for accommodating us, and to all of our sponsors and patrons. Our next broadcast will be October 17th from Union Grove, where the Union Grove Broncos will host the Badger Badgers in a game which will decide the Southern Lakes Conference title. Pre-game will be at 6:40 with kickoff at 7 p.m. Next up for Wistosha Central will be a home game versus the Wilmont Panthers on October 17th. Next up for Burlington will be that home game against their arch rival, the Waterford Wolverines. Both games kick off at 6 p.m. So for Dylan, Dan, Tricia, and Daryl, this is Dick Graceffa saying you've been listening to high school football streaming live on DG Sports. Join us on October 17th for our next ball game at dgsports.mixler.com or on WRJN Radio AM or 99.9 FM or on the Mixler or Civic Media app. DG Sports, we cover all Racine City and County schools. Once again, our final score, it was Burlington 42, Wistosha Central 14. Wistosha Central drops to 0-8. Overall, 0-6 in conference. Burlington improves to 5-3 overall, 3-3 in conference. Enjoy the rest of your night, everyone. Good night.
You want about something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Breathe in that crisp fall air. Now, pair it with something warm and delicious from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Cozy up to a piping hot bowl of rich chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, hearty cowboy stew, or classic chili, served in a fresh bread bowl or alongside your favorite pastry and warm beverage. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Today's big deal of the day. Warm up your fall at Adventures Brew Pub in Port Washington. From craft brews and shareable bites to hearty meals and stunning views of Lake Michigan, this is the spot to soak up the season. Cheer on your team, celebrate with friends, or just enjoy the crisp autumn air. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the big deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $5. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
WRJN, Racine. local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus, the rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico, and if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
She was just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Natural as can be, a singer. We walked on to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing. Do-wa-di-di-di-dum-di-di-do. We're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing. Do-wa-di-di-di-dum-di-di-do. Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Together nearly every single day singing.
Do-wa-di-di-di-dum-di-di-dum.
that's how we're gonna stay singing. Well, I'm hers.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime.
The people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
Falling in love.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, what I had done. I stood alone in the cold gray dawn and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. Did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry.
What?
local news, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
And whatever comes our way, yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Fire all of the guns and bombs and explode into space. I like smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder. Racing with the wind.
With you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams, I walked alone.
streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turn my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. And echoed the wills of silence. People bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering. Silence.
You lie in gentle sleep beside me. I hear your warm and rhythmic breathing. Take your hand and hold it tightly. Listen, can you not hear our young hearts beating? I kiss the sleep from your eyes. Your smile is sweeter than the morning. And I hear it come. Can't you feel it, baby? Or can't you feel it? I hear it come. Feel it. Feel it. Fire. Fire. Something's burning. Something's. I think it's love. And now the sun is burning brightly. We lie in love so close together. I get the feeling deep inside me. My love for you will burn forever. I cup my hands to touch your face. And once again I feel your fire. Here it comes.
Can't you feel it, baby? Can't you feel it? Here it comes.
think it's love. And I think it's love.
Yeah.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. 19 people are missing and feared dead after an explosion at a military explosives plant in Tennessee. CBS's Linda Kenyon has more.
Humphreys County, Tennessee, Sheriff Chris Davis says investigators are combing through the site of the blast, which took place at the Accurate Energetic Systems plant.
Anyone that's close to the area, if they have something that's not normal or there's something that they locate on their property, please give us a call.
Sheriff Davis calls it heartbreaking work.
Sheriff Kraft and I have put together some teams of people, of our staff, that are actually trying to go and find the families.
Calling this a tragedy for the entire community. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The Trump administration has begun wide-ranging federal layoffs. Nancy Cordes from the White House.
The president's OMB director, Russ Vought, at midday today, he said the RIFs, or reduction in force, have begun, just as the president promised they would if this shutdown went unresolved. Now, White House officials confirmed that these are going to be, in their words, substantial reductions from several agencies. We haven't gotten specifics yet about the number of workers involved here, but we have confirmed that notices went out to some federal workers already, informing them that they're going to be fired in 60 days.
The White House Budget Office says in court that it could fire over 4,000 federal employees during the shutdown. Unions are suing to stop the reductions. The president heads to the Middle East as the first phase of his Gaza peace plan takes effect. CBS's Deborah Pata reports from East Jerusalem.
Trump arrives on Monday, which is also the deadline for Hamas to return all 48 hostages.
2 years of war has deeply divided Israelis. Many believe their government has prioritized revenge over releasing hostages. But they all agree on one thing. It is President Trump who got this deal over the line.
A United Nations official says that the UN has been given the okay by Israel to begin delivering scaled-up aid into Gaza starting Sunday. Trump says he will impose an additional 100% tariff on imports from China starting next month. He points to new Chinese export controls. Asia expert Gordon Chang.
Beijing was pressing the United States and pushing and pushing. And at some point, President Trump had to push back. So I think that it was almost certain that we were going to see President Trump threaten increased tariffs.
President Trump is in excellent overall health, according to his doctor. The 79-year-old, the oldest elected president in U.S. history, underwent his second medical checkup of the year today. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive. See why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive to stay protected on the road. See for yourself at progressive.com.
You need parts? O'Reilly has parts. Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Upgrade to Brake Best Select pads for just $10. Or upgrade to Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct pads for just $20. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Think Verizon, the best 5G network, is expensive? Think again. Bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to a Verizon store, and we'll give you a better deal. Now, what's to do with your unwanted bills? Maybe turn them into paper airplanes headed to see and ever AT&T and T-Mobile. Jokes aside, the best 5G network has you covered with the most ways to save on plans, streaming, and phone deals. So bring in your bill to your local Verizon store, and we'll give you a better deal. Rankings based on Root Metrics from Score Report data to 1H 2025. Your results may vary. Must provide a postpaid consumer mobile bill data within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as the person making the deal. Additional terms apply.
Candy prices are getting spooky.
Headed out to buy Halloween candy soon?
Trick or treat!
Brace for sticker shock.
Yeah! Reese's!
A report by Wells Fargo's Agri-Food Institute shows cocoa prices have more than doubled since early 2024. While you may find the cost of your favorite candy about the same, you'll likely see smaller offerings. The Institute has found shrinkflation abounds this year. The surge in cocoa prices is linked to heavy rains that triggered black pod disease and crop rot in West Africa, which accounts for about 70% of global cocoa production. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The United Nations Postal Agency says postal traffic to the U.S. remains down about 70% 5 weeks after the end of a duties exemption. The exemption had spared low-value packages from duties and taxes. There has been confusion since the U.S. ended the tariff exemption for packages worth less than $800. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the mid-40s. And partly sunny for tomorrow, a slight chance of rain. Highs in the mid-60s. Sunshine returns for Sunday. Temps in the upper 60s to near 70 degrees for a high. It's 60 right now.
WRJN, he's a real nowhere man sitting in.